Now it's time to focus on News Radio 790 WSGW.
Well, indeed, it is time for the Focus Show here on WSGW. I'm Art Lewis, and today we're going to focus on the Castle Museum in Saginaw, and a couple of guests with us this morning. First of all, the man who runs the show, we say good morning to John Webb. Good morning.
Morning, Art.
And also with us this morning, the chief curator, among other titles, and good friend, we say good morning to Tom Trombley. Good morning.
Good morning, Art.
How are you?
Well.
And the museum is doing how?
It's going great. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of new stuff planned that will debut this year. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I want to talk about the Goodrich brothers because, I mean, they were pioneers in so many ways in this area. And you have an exhibit now on the Goodrich brothers?
We do. The current special exhibit focuses on a book that they published in 1902 and gave out to their clients in June of 1902. And it's a portrait of Saginaw at that moment. So we've reproduced the book, and it's really a really wonderful kind of glimpse into the city.
Before we get too far along on this, Tom, we need, for those people that may not know, there may be people here that have never heard of the Goodrich brothers. They had nothing to do with tires, folks. Tell them who the Goodrich brothers were.
The Goodrich brothers were three brothers who came to Saginaw about 1863 and operated a photography studio until 1922. The three original brothers were Glen Elvin, William, and Wallace, and they were the children of slaves who had been freed, and their parents had settled in York, Pennsylvania, and had prospered there. And were really, their parents have just this amazing story, and imparted on their children really this sense of entrepreneurship. And when things turned during the Civil War, when financial situations changed in York, Pennsylvania, William Goodrich's children went looked to the West as a new opportunity. And so Glen Elvin, William, and Wallace and their sister Mary ended up in Saginaw and reestablished a photography studio they had started in York, Pennsylvania.
I it'd be fair to say, too, I mean, they were probably some of the earliest minority businesses in Saginaw, not the earliest.
Yeah, certainly. There was a small African-American community in the 1860s in Saginaw, but they were pioneers when the area, the settlement, and they're pioneers of pioneers, because in 1862 is just the time, in 63 is when Saginaw's just, the city of East Saginaw is just starting to grow. And they are pioneer African-American photographies in the United States. And their work was extraordinary.
Oh, they were fabulous photographers. I mean,
and they embraced each new technological change that occurred in photography, found ways. They ran a successful portrait studio, and especially William went out and took views of the community. And then they found ways, with kind of using their parents' model, of finding ways to market things, stereoscope cards, little carte de visites, which capture East Saginaw in its infancy. And then as the city grew, they chronicled its change.
It would be fun to talk to some of these people from the past and ask them, what led you to Saginaw? Because coming from Pennsylvania, if you went straight west, you'd totally miss the state of Michigan. What made you turn north?
part of the family went to Minnesota, part to East Saginaw, and I think a lot of it had to do, this was a place where there really was a chance to really do well and to grow with a growing community. And they arrived here just about exactly at the same time that another prominent Saginaw family, the Morley family, arrived here, for really just the same reason. Yeah. This was a place where you had a real chance to do something.
All right, so tell us what's in the exhibit. What are we going to see when we come in?
You're going to see a really wonderful enlargement of a photograph of the exterior of their studio, and then some actual examples of sample of the over 200 images that we have in the collection, and then a page-by-page kind of tour of the community in 1902.
Do we have any of their equipment? Was any of their equipment saved?
No. Unfortunately, their equipment was dispersed after the studio closed in 1922, and the Castle Museum of Saginaw County History, Hoyt Library, and then the Clark Historical Library at Mount Pleasant each have really wonderful, strong collections of their images, but they are assembled collections.
So when is this exhibit open to the public?
It is open now and will be through May.
Through May. And hours of the museum?
10 until 4:30 Tuesday through Saturday, 1 until 4:30 on Sunday. We're closed on Monday, but you come down and see us.
All right. We'll find out what's coming up next, too, when we return as we talk more about the Castle Museum. Back with you on our Focus program, talking about the Castle Museum with Tom Trobley and John Webb. And Mr. Webb, so how is the museum doing and what's coming up?
Well, things are going well. As I mentioned earlier, we've got a lot of exciting projects planned for this year. We actually kind of started a renovation of the lower level last year, and I think we talked about that the last time we were on the show. We've completed that first phase of that renovation, which was a permanent exhibit on lumbering in the Saginaw Valley. We're very pleased with how that came out, and we did pretty much the entire thing in-house with the exception of some of the large-scale printing that we had to farm out, but the design, the content, everything was done by our own staff. We're very proud of that. And then the phase two is a small, and a lot of people aren't real aware of it, but an important part of the economic history of the area, which was the coal mining area,
which
followed right after the lumber.
Particularly in
era.
Places like St. Charles and
Correct.
Some of those areas.
Yeah, and so we have an exhibit that we're working on that's under construction right now, which should be completed within about the next month, we're estimating. And that should be a fascinating thing. And
will it take you into a coal mine?
You do, actually.
When
you enter the exhibit, you will go through a simulated mine shaft. So that should be interesting.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We're really working on trying to make things, as we update and create new exhibits, we're trying to make sure that we have interactive components and that it would be more interesting to especially to the younger age group nowadays. And
now the lower level, is that all going to be permanent exhibits? They will always be there?
That basically, yes. When we get this completed, we will have that whole lower level will be.
So we're going to find what down there? We're going to find obviously the lumbering area and we're going to find the coal.
Correct.
Do we have the automotive down
we
there?
Do. We do. The automotive exhibit, which is quite an extensive exhibit, is down there. We have our archaeology exhibit, which kind of explains a lot of the procedures and then also different eras of time where we're finding objects and how that relates to its age. And then we have a Native American exhibit down there. And then there's sort of an area that serves as a lobby area in the bottom right now that is designated to be also this year to be converted into another permanent exhibit, which we're calling our Early European Contact exhibit. And that will cover the era from when the first white Europeans entered this area, their interactions with the Native Americans that were already here up through the signing of the Treaty of Saginaw. And we're targeting that opening for September of this year because that will be the 200th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Saginaw. So we're very excited about that.
Does anybody have that treaty?
No originals, correct?
No originals, locally.
Right. But we're bringing in some consulting help from the Zeebwing Center.
Because
we want to make sure we do this properly and cover it from all angles.
They're thrilled to help, I would bet.
They are, and they're good folks, and they've been very helpful anytime we've asked.
That's a neat museum out
it's
there.
It's a wonderful museum.
Beautiful, beautiful facility. It tells a lot of history. But you could go forever and never finish all the history around here, could you? I mean, there is so much to this region.
There really is. It's an incredibly rich history, and and that's why we feel the job that we do and the tasks that we're given to preserve that history, to tell those stories, is so important.
All right, so we have the Goodriches now through May. So give us kind of a heads up of what's coming later in the year. What do you got going on after the Goodriches?
We have an exhibit that the working title right now is called On the River. But our summer exhibit will focus with recreation on the river. It'll start with the excursion rides, houseboats, a couple of the private yachts. We have we have great photographs of the Capitola, which was the Wicks yacht, interior photographs. We'll have an area for one of the houseboats that line this river and houseboats have a really complicated history. And we'll end with the raft race, which well went in. And might
they
even
was still going on when I came
it
here.
It was. So we may even give people a chance to get on a raft or go through a houseboat. There'll be definitely some immersive fun things with that. And, I mean, we don't think on the lower level right now, we're really talking about the river as the source of the reason why there's a community here.
See, as I listen to this, I have to tell you what impresses me about this whole thing. We've sat here for the past, 20-some-odd minutes, and not once did we have to mention bringing in an outside exhibit because you had so much to offer right here in our own hands. Now, that's not to say outside exhibits aren't wonderful, and certainly they are. But it's amazing how much we have right here in our own backyard, isn't it?
It really is. And again, I think we have a staff that's professionally trained and capable of presenting that in a way that people will find interesting and entertaining.
Any plans for outside exhibits?
We actually do. We have a really interesting one coming at the end of next year, and this one's a definite. And it's going to arrive in September, and it's about the Prohibition period.
And of course,
the rich brewing history of Saginaw County, that had a huge impact on things economically here when it happened. And so we're going to do a companion exhibit based on other brewing folks here, that were here in Saginaw County to go along with this traveling exhibit.
All right. So is there membership, first of all, to the museum? Can you get membership?
There is, and actually it's very affordable. It's a $25 membership, and that money goes to help us do what we do, which is present that history to the public.
And does that include communication then? Can you get emails and notices on
absolutely.
Things?
You'll get a newsletter on a monthly basis, and you can get that either via paper or electronically. You'll get invitations to any of the opening events that we do for any of our new exhibits. It really kind of keeps you in the loop. And, of course, we do things through social media and a website and things like that as well.
And the website is?
Is castlemuseum.org.
There you go. All right. Well, Tom, it's always fun.
It's always fun. Thank you so much.
And we'll just keep doing this when you get new exhibits. Come in and tell us about it.
That sounds wonderful, Art. We really appreciate the opportunity.
We appreciate your being here. We thank them. And we encourage you to go down and visit the Castle Museum at your earliest opportunity any day but Monday. We'll be back to close out after these notes. And that'll do it for Focus for today. We thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with lots more.